This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Once we were kings. هارون الرشيد رضي الله عنه ورحمه, one of the greatest khulafa ever lived after the Sahaba and Tabi'een, who ruled the world. He was sitting outside and clouds started passing over him. And he ordered the clouds and he said, rain right here. But the clouds did not follow the orders of Harun al-Rashid, rather it follows the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it proceeded. قَالَ لَا عَلَيْكِ He said, I do not care. Whatever you rain, whatever your water touch, the result of that will come to me. That's how big his land that he ruled was. Harun al-Rashid, no European king would be appointed without his approval. They rule the world. We rule the world. Once we were kings. But today, now, no one cares about Muslims. No one worries about their opinions and nobody asks about their opinions or worry about what they want to say or do. Because we are weak but large in number. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about our situation. And he said, one day you will be useless. قَالَ سَتَدَعَ عَلَيْكُمَ الْأُمَمُ Nations will feast on you. They will come from the east and the west. And they will feast on you, your people, your resource, your children. One of the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not comprehend how could that be possible. We were only 313 Sahabi in the Battle of Badr. And we defeated Quraysh, the superpower of that time. And he posed a question to the Messenger of Allah. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, أَوَ مِنْ قِلَّتِنَا يَوْمَئِذٍ Are we few in numbers? Is that why the enemies of Allah are feasting on us? Is that why they don't care about us? قَالَ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَثِيرٌ You are so many. So many. You are so many. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ But you're useless as the foam that runs over the running water. Useless. Now the Muslims nowadays, We are, according to CIA, rahimahullah, we are 2.1 billion Muslims. 2.1 billion Muslims. But our sisters been raped and killed in Palestine. Our brothers been burned alive in Burma. Everywhere that you see, everywhere that you look, every direction that you turn to, Muslims are abused. But perhaps, yet, once we were kings. So what happened? Where did we go wrong? What happened to our nation? Very simple. See, we used to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No disrespect to anyone who's sitting here, but we hardly follow the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, we think by praying and performing 5 daily prayers, my name should be added next to Abu Bakr and Umar. You and I, we assume and we think, Because we go to Hajj, you know, luxury Hajj, you would pay 10,000, 14,000, and you go and you sleep in 5-star hotel, and you eat the most, you know, delicate food. And we think we should be like Khalid bin Walid. That's what we think. But the Sahaba, now listen to them. The reason that they became successful is because they followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah, ما كان ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. He never used to speak out of his desire sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that he did, it was a revelation. And he had an example to follow. Nuh, before that Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, and the rest of the prophets and the messenger. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اَخْتَلِ. Allah said, those are the people whom Allah guided. So, O Muhammad, follow their guidance. Do not deviate from that. And then he went out. And he went to the city of Mecca and he said, يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. Oh people, say there is no God worthy of worship and you would be successful. Guess what? Oh, according to you and I and our understanding, the messenger of Allah is asking these people to say the shahada and they would be successful. But they understood differently. Abu Lahab understood it differently. Abu Jahl understood it differently. Just because you say La ilaha illallah, it's not everything that is required in Islam. And you and I, we think and we relax and we say La ilaha illallah, I am a good Muslim. I just pray Salat al-Isha. Don't you see, Brother Saeed, I'm wearing my hijab. Brother Saeed, don't you see, I'm a Muslim with my little tiny beard. Alhamdulillah. But that is not enough. Because Abu Jahl could have said the same thing and go to Jannah, but he understood that means there's more into La ilaha illallah. So the Sahaba, they accepted Islam. And they said, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادٍ يُنَادِ لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. Oh Allah, we have heard a caller saying, oh people, believe in Allah. So we believed in Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the Sahaba. And he mentioned amongst them, فِيهِمْ رِجَالٌ لَا تُلِيهِمْ تِجَارَةً وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. Amongst the Sahaba, there are men and women. The business, job, work, degrees would not distract them from their deen. And then Allah gave them the glad tidings. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Allah said, Allah is pleased with the believers. Oh Muhammad, if they give, when they're giving you the allegiance. Now, ya ibad Allah, what they did, radiallahu anhum, to become one of the worst nations ever lived. To kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas ta'muruna bil-ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. They became the best of all nations. What did they do, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in? They followed the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they followed the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they thought their lives belonged to Islam, not to degree that should be put on the wall, not money that should be deposited in their accounts, not children to run after them without worrying about their akhirah. No, they thought their life was given to them so they can serve Allah, which is the reality. A sahabi, simple sahabi, most of you may not know of. Abdullah ibn Unais. How many of you heard of him? Abdullah ibn Unais. How many of you read his biography? How many of you taught their children and say to their sons, son, I want you to be like Abdullah ibn Unais? Well, because none of us did that. Why? Because we don't know about him. We don't. Abdullah ibn Unais, when the enemies of Allah were shot, they were paralyzed. They could not analyze and understand how could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring them, these Arabs from the desert, and give them the strength to rule the world. So the one of the enemies of Allah said to his soldiers, when you meet the enemy, when you meet the followers of Muhammad, bring me one of them. I want to ask him, how and what do you do? What do you have to give you this motivation to do what you did? So they capture Abdullah ibn Unais. Abdullah ibn Unais, again, he was not known for his Quran like Ubay. He was not known his recitation like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. He was not known for his fiqh like Abdullah ibn Abbas. He was not known for his hukum like Umar ibn Khattab. None of us knew him. So they captured Abdullah ibn Unais. So the enemy, he said, bring him to my palace. And they brought him to his palace. And Abdullah ibn Unais with the simple outfit. Wallahi ya ibadallah, it is not the outfit that is the problem. The problem is what the outfit is concealing and covering. Is the heart inside that chest that is the problem. So Abdullah ibn Unais was dragged. So the man said, the ruler said, I'll send you free for you to reject and denounce the deen of your prophet, Abdullah ibn Unais. He said, min ajliha nahya. He said, because of that religion we live, and because of it we die. Now you and I, your boss tells you, listen, you can't pray for Jum'ah, or you can't have time for Salat al-Dhuhr, because this is not a must. And we say, yes sir, yes sir. But this man, he said, become a kafir, and I will send you free. He said, no, it will never happen. And then he said, then, idan, aqtuluk, I will kill you. Qala anta wa ma arat, it is your choice. And then he said to the soldiers, take him back to the cell. They took him back to the cell. A few days later, they brought him and said, listen, the king, the ruler said, I'll give you half of my wealth for you to reject the deen of Muhammad and become Christians like us. And the enemy of that time and that part of the world were Christians. And he said, no. Wallahi wala dharfati ayn. Not even for a fraction of a second. And then the man said, send him back. They sent him back. And he said to him, the ruler said, I know one thing that this young man would never resist. What was it? He said, I know. Bring me the most beautiful woman in the country. Beautify her. Give her whatever she needs for her to look nicer and more beautiful. And they took this beautiful young lady and they put her in the cell alone with Abdullah ibn Unais. A lot of young people, well, what do you do? You say, Bismillah, tabarakallah, I'm a prisoner. Nobody would know. No. But Abdullah ibn Unais, he said, Allahu Akbar. And she walked in front of him. And he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And she tried to talk to him. And he said, Alif Lam Mim, Thalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fihi. And she tried to seduce him left and right. And he would go ruku and sujood and recitation until this young lady, she screamed, فَقَالَتْ اِخْرُجُونِ مِنْ هُنَا فَوَاللَّهِ لَا أَدْرِي أَهُوَ حَجَرٌ أَمْ رَجُلٌ. She said, I don't know whether this is a rock or a man. Take me out of this place. And then the ruler said, bring him to me. They brought him to him. Ajabani ibadallah. And then he brought oil and he boiled the oil in a container that was big enough for human beings. And he brought Muslims who were prisoners. And he started dropping them one after another in that boiling oil. And only ashes and bones will come to the surface. And then he said to Abdullah ibn Unais, Ya ibn Unais, O son of Unais, accept my religion, accept my offer, and you can go free. Qala la wallah, no, no. And he said, take him and kill him as well. And he turned, and when he turned, he cried. So the soldiers was holding his arms. When they saw Abdullah ibn Unais crying, one of them rushed back and he went to the man. And he said, now we broke him, he's crying. قَالِ اِتُونِي بِهِ, bring him back. So they brought him back. قَالَ, are you ready to accept my religion? قَالَ لَا. إِذَنْ مَا يُبْكِكِ, he said, then why are you crying? He said, I'm sad because I have one soul to give for the sake of Allah. I wish if I had 1,000 souls so you can kill one after another. That is what the difference between us and them. And that's why they were kings and we not. That's why. One of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, see here, SubhanAllah, I remember when my parents were sending me to this country. And as a little boy, my brother went on his knees and he said, Saeed, when you go to Canada, do me a favor. Study hard. Get a degree and come back as a doctor so you can make a lot of money. That was what our parents taught us. Because we want our children to be successful, to drive nice car, to have nice house, and perhaps to marry beautiful young ladies. But that is not the ultimate goal. No. This Sahabi comes to the Messenger of Allah, Arabi, unknown. His name, nobody knows his name. We don't even know unless you go deep to the books of Sirah, to the books of Ilm al-Rijal, and you search for his name. None of us would just come up with his name like that. He comes to the Messenger of Allah. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, extend your hand so I can give you my allegiance. So he gave his allegiance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. He said, those guys, kunna. And look, Muhammad Iqbal, when he was describing the Sahaba, it was so beautiful how he used to describe. And he's a Pakistani poet, by the way. And he used to say, "Man الذي رفع السيوف ليرفع اسمك فوق هامات النجوم منارا من الذي اشترى من أو كنا جبالا في الجبال وربما سرنا على موج البحار بحارا كنا نقدم للسيوف صدورنا ولم نخشى يوما غاشما جبارا لم تنت إفريقيا ولا صحراء وسجداتنا والأرض تقذف نارا." He said, subhanAllah, he said, we used to be like mountains on the top of mountains. You know, iman, not excess weight, iman. This sahabi, he comes and he fights with the Messenger of Allah and he serves. And he said, I want to take care of the camels because I'm a Bedouin. On one of those days, one man comes to him and he says, this wealth is yours. قَالَ مِمَّنْ, from what? And from whom? They say, from the Messenger of Allah. This is from the jihad that you did fi sabilillah. And he took the wealth. He took the gold and the silver and went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and put it right in front of the messenger of Allah. And he says to him, Ya Rasulullah, ma ala hada bayatuk. He said, O messenger of Allah, it is not for this that I gave you my allegiance. It is not for this that I followed you. قَالَ إِذَنْ عَلَى مَاذَا بَعْيَاتَنِي What did you give me your allegiance for? قَالَ أَنْ أُضْرَبَهَا هُنَا وَأَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ For me to be killed for the sake of Allah and to go to Jannah. See, his ultimate goal, not this dunya, but to go to Jannah. My ultimate goal is dunya. Not like them, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ And that's why they rule and we don't rule. And look even the tabi'een. Look Al-Arsalan, what he did, radiyallahu anhu. Look Salah ad-Din, radiyallahu anhu, rahimah. Look Muhammad Nur ad-Din Zinki, what he did, rahimahullah. All of those people, they give their lives for the sake of Allah. And they became kings, true kings, not like us. Last but not least, out of the people that I really want to touch upon is a man that he's been, his biography being tempered with, his life biography being ruined by many different hands. And this is Sultan Abdul Hamid II, the last Khalifa. This man, subhanAllah, majority of you may not know, and you just may read what they teach us in a secular education, that he was a tyrant, that was in his khilafah was not as strong. He is the man that refused to sell Palestine. And because he refused to sell Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa, his khilafah was destroyed. But guess who destroyed his khilafah? Muslims. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly stated, and he told us in Sahih Muslim. And I will conclude with this hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي عَنْ ثَلَاثِ He said, I ask my Lord for three things. I repeat this hadith almost everywhere I go to show you the problem of the ummah lies at this particular hadith. The Messenger of Allah said, I asked my Lord for three things. He gave me two and he denied me one. قَالَ سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي أَلَّا يُهْلِكَ أُمَّتِي بِسَنَةٍ عَامَةٍ I asked my Lord not to destroy my ummah with natural disasters. And Allah said, Ya Muhammad, it is yours. Say, I sought to Rabbi and ask my Lord not to an la yasallita alayhim aduwan yastabiha baydatahum. That he would not appoint an outside enemy that would destroy them. And Allah said to Muhammad, it is yours, Ya Muhammad. Qala wa sa'altu Rabbi an la yaj'ala ba'sahum baynahum shadid. And I ask my Lord, Ya Allah, do not cause the friction and the problems on my ummah to destroy them. And Allah said, that is not yours, Ya Muhammad. So the only ones that brought us from being kings to being servants are you and I. The only one who did that to us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to lead. And he said, Kuntum khayra ummah ukhrijat linnas. You are the best nation that Allah ever created. Our sisters, they were the best of all. Unfortunately, nowadays, it hurts me when I see or hear a sister saying, you know, Islam is not giving us our rights. Islam is suppressing us. I'm here to fight for women's rights. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored women before men in many aspects. You know, my dear sisters, you know the first person who said لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله was a sister, was خديجة رضي الله عنها. The first person who died for the sake of Allah, who was killed for the sake of Allah, gave her life for the sake of Allah, was Sumayya. Was a sister. Was not a brother, mashallah. And we bent our chest and said, mashallah, I did something for Islam. No, they did something for Islam. And that's why the strength of Islam, not in us, it is in them. And this is what we lost. And that's why when you have people from the West will come to you and say, you know, fight for your freedom. Fight for your right. You know, this skirt that you wear, this scarf that you wear, this niqab that you wear, get rid of it. You know, go out for your freedom. Allah honor them before us. And this is what they need to understand. Because of them, if they become Muslimat, Mu'minat, Qanitat, Hafilat, as Allah stated in the Quran, wallahi, we will be better sons, father and husbands and brothers. Our izzah, my dear brothers and sisters, is for us to come back to this deen. Our honor is for us to come back to this deen. And the day that you pick this Quran, not to read for barakah for Ramadan, not to kiss it and then put it on the shelf till next Ramadan, but to act accordingly. That is the day that once again we can be kings and rules and lead the ummah. Not to abuse anyone, because that is not the deen of Islam. Rather, to guide them. The beauty of Islam is, subhanAllah, you explain to the people what true Islam is, and they themselves would accept Islam. You don't need to force anybody, because Allah is ordering you not to force anybody to become a Muslim in the Quran. And He said, لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. You cannot force anybody to become a Muslim. Ibad Allah, if you really want to, once again, be where we used to be, leaders of the nations, leading people to righteousness and guide them to the right path, then it is for us to come back. It is must for us to come back to the deen of Allah. Apply it, learn it, study it. The worst enemy of Islam, and I repeat, the worst enemy of Islam are Muslims. If you think America is the worst enemy, you're wrong. If you think, you know, the European countries are the worst enemies of Islam, you're wrong. The worst enemy of Islam is you and I. You and I. So the day that we can come back from that is the day that once again we can be kings. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.